I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones, smoke rolling out the window. And
hey, this is All Over the Road with Pirate and Chewy. This is show number 2, recorded on August 20th, 2023, on the AkebonoRadio.com network. And I am Chewbacca here with my buddy Pirate. What's going on, Pirate?
Oh, just a good old Sunday here with a couple Miller Lights, and we're just sitting back, getting show number 2 going here, and we got a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, I'm excited. It was all kind of technical difficulties we had before we started this, but we're tuning in things. You know, I haven't done this in a while, and you have never done this, so it's a matter of learning the equipment, and we got all kind of ideas for the show, don't we?
Yeah, we've been we had a little show prep meeting, and I think things went smooth, and we have we've got a good agenda today to speak about, don't we?
Yeah, we got a pretty good agenda. So let's go ahead and get into it. All right, so yeah, this is show 2, and like Pirate said, he wrote down a crap load of notes. When I first saw that, I'm like, oh my God, I only just did the high level stuff.
Well, you know, I came prepared.
You definitely came prepared. Obviously, I wasn't, because I thought everything was plugged in and ready to go. And I had a couple things I passed by you, and I was like, oh man, all right, he's ready to get into some stuff.
I'm ready to rock and roll, buddy.
So anyways, did you get any feedback from last week's show from anybody?
Not really. I'm kind of hoping we get some feedback.
I did, and most of it wasn't the content, which I sometimes always worry about, because even though we're not going to do politics on the show, you know, it can be political once in a while. I'm not going to say we're not going to do politics. It's not going to be, hey, we're not trying to be Sean Hannity here, right, or anything like that. We're just a couple buds drinking some beers, having some fun, recording a show.
I mean, politics can be part of it, because it could be something that is important to talk about at some point.
Right.
But we also have other things, and there's a lot of shows that have, variety of content. They don't just... Even Sean Hannity, he talks about, different content at some point.
Right,
he's not always talking about, what's going on in the White House. You know, he's I've seen his shows. They're all over the place.
Okay.
Just like us.
Yeah, I only brought him as an example. I don't ever watch him. I feel like with my news, I get in what I want to get into, but like if it's too much, too much information, it's just like, somebody's like, oh, did you watch so-and-so last night? I'm like, no, because, sometimes too much news can be bad news, if you know what I mean. I don't know, at least on the political side. What we're going to talk about here, we got a lot of stuff. Don't worry.
Sure.
We will talk politics, but we're not going to always talk politics. It may be happening. We got a political subject for today. But one of the first things I had on hand is streaming and TV, man. I mean, when this first started becoming a thing, I was just like, wow, this is cool. There's a lot of content to watch. But what I've been learning now is that one show's on this network, that show. And it's not like we can switch the channels, right? You got to pay a subscription to watch these shows. So I'm like, hey, what's going on here? And I see exactly what they're doing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It's corporate, I guess, corporate greed at its finest.
Corporate greed.
And it's just run amok. And, the problem is... there are a lot of great shows and content on those networks, and the problem is you just can't go to one, and it's costing the American consumer or worldwide consumer, a lot of money.
A lot of money. And the idea was, is you cut cable and you will spend less money, but since they kind of like split things, like when I got into Yellowstone, and here, this is where you never trust just the internet, right? So I Googled Yellowstone, and it told me it was on a Peacock,
mm-hmm.
right? So I signed up the Peacock. No, I'm sorry. It was Paramount.
Paramount.
So I signed up the Paramount, and I got in, and there's like, hey, there's 1883. I was like, okay, cool. Let me put that on the list. I know that's tied. I can't find Yellowstone. So I go back and Google again. Oh, no. Yellowstone is on Peacock. So I felt like, you got to be kidding me. I just signed up for what I thought was supposed to be the channel, and other people told me that, too. I went by word of mouth. Hey, it's on... it's on Paramount. And it turned out it was on Peacock. So I was a little pissed off. I didn't sign up right away. So what I ended up doing is I actually watched 1883 first, which is technically the first show.
It's the prequel.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wasn't...
it was a great show.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it was a good old cowboy show.
Yeah. And they have another season coming for that.
Oh, so. I know. I know.
And
so.
I can't wait. I think it's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's like what you said. It's like you got to pay. You don't have to, but... They almost force you to sign up for all these channels so they know they're going to get you. They know they're going to get your money later on. I'm like, oh, come on, man. And crazy enough, the networks are dying, like ABC, NBC, whatever. Why? Because they're saying demographically only old people watch regular TV anymore. People our age and younger, we record it or we stream it, watch somewhere else. So it's hard to say, where is this going? If they're saying streaming's falling apart, but the network TV's falling apart, it's like, where does this all go?
Well, and there's just too many options for folks nowadays.
Yeah.
And you know, it's overwhelming. I mean, it's like you've got a list that you make of all these shows that we've talked about, and you're like, oh, let me add that one to the list. There is no way in hell that you could watch all these shows.
Yeah, and you've seen my list.
Oh, your list is out of control, buddy.
Well, it's only because I get the... Oh, you got to watch this. Oh, you got to watch that. So I was like, okay, the only way I'm going to remember this is start writing it down. And then the list, there's like 50 shows on there. How am I supposed to keep up with that?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I've had Netflix for a long time. When I first had Netflix, I was disappointed because for a time, it was just older movies that I had already seen.
Right.
They weren't producing a lot of shows. It was just a place to see older movies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was disappointed. And I, at one point, I was about ready to get rid of it. And then I started to discover some of the new shows that they were... Because Hollywood kind of stopped producing a lot of shows. The streaming companies,
mm-hmm.
Paramount, you know, Netflix, Hulu, all these Prime videos. These people are you know, they've got a great thing going. It's just
all over the place.
It is. And I hope that, you know, somewhere down the line, they can all converge together and make some type of a platform where
right.
Everything can be watched together.
Well, see, here's the other thing I want. I want to be able to just – so here's the problem. So you have all this streaming, right? But you still have traditional cable, all right? You have Spectrum. I have Hulu Live, which is basically internet TV, which is just cable through the internet. Well, the problem is that we get 300 channels of shows through these cable networks, and we probably only watch like 5 shows or 5 channels. So why won't they let us say, well, okay – let us pick, like a la carte. Okay, I want to watch ESPN, I want Fox Sports, maybe Fox News, maybe CNN, and ABC. And that's it. And they should be a la carte. So instead of paying $130, $140 a month for all this cable, you actually pay for what you actually watch.
Yeah, I mean, on cable or any type of streaming or you know, it's just... There's too many shows to watch all of those channels.
Right.
You would never be able – but I mean
– You can't keep up.
There are times when I've watched like some oddball channel, like the Science Channel or National Geographic channel or something.
You can find some good stuff on there, absolutely.
And not that they're oddball, but I mean I just watch – I watch The History or I watch – some of them channels have a show every now and then that is intriguing.
That's worth watching.
Yeah, it's intriguing and worth watching. But you know, for the most part – that's not what people like think about first thing off the bat. They're not thinking, oh, I want cable because of the History Channel.
Right.
You know.
Right, right.
And I think, too, a lot of those cable channels or TV channels, you can also stream most of them, can't you?
It all depends on what you get again. You know,
sure.
It's like with the Hulu Live, like I said, it's basically internet cable. And you can record off of it. You get the DVR, which is cool. Because that's the other thing, too. I other than sports, man, I can't tell you the last time I've watched live TV. You know, when I'm recording a show, I'm recording a show. I'm not like, oh, it's 9 o'clock on a Tuesday night. I have to watch Seinfeld. No, we don't do that anymore.
No, I think somewhere on one of those channels, Peacock or something, they actually have the whole Seinfeld series.
There you go.
I'm just
I'm just using an example of if you're watching a show now. You know, when was the last time you Friday night says, okay, it's 8 o'clock. You almost sound like Grandpa. I got to watch my program here.
I got to watch the Rockford Files tonight.
You're going way back with that one. So, yeah. All right. So let's get into some sports here, man. What you got, Pirate?
Well, I watched the Tampa Bay Rays play yesterday.
Yeah. Who'd they got?
Well, they played the Angels and, they had a damn hell of a game. They played the Rays against the Angels, 18-4. Rays won.
Wow.
A lot of home runs.
Isn't there a Ching Wong guy on the Angels who's really popular right now, a Japanese dude? They're almost saying he could be Hall of Fame. I couldn't say the name from the top of my head, but somebody pretty famous. Not ringing a bell?
I'm not ringing a bell with that guy because, you know, the Rays, that's just not a normal team that they play. They're Angels for some reason. You know, they did a little bit of National League play.
Right.
So, but they played them for the last three games, and, you know, they won two, and the Angels won two. So the next game is going to be the Rockies.
And the Rockies for the next series.
Tuesday, August 22nd.
Okay.
6:40 p.m. And, you know, the Rays are second in the American League.
AL East,
yeah. 75 wins.
So who's in top right now? Wasn't it Toronto? It's Baltimore.
Baltimore Orioles. Yeah. So, you know, the Rays are doing well. Let's hope that they keep bringing in some wins. And, you know, they need to, you know, even if they're in second place here still, they still have a shot.
Right. Yeah, no, they still qualify for the playoffs, yep.
Yeah.
So what else you got in the sports?
Well, we had the Bucks on Friday.
Did they play the Jets?
They had the Jets. It was 13-6.
Now, you watched that game?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah, I meant to watch it, and then I forgot about it because I was watching movies, and I was like, it's preseason.
Yeah. Let me back up and say it wasn't Friday. It was Saturday.
Saturday. Okay.
Yeah, my bad.
Okay. No, that's all right.
Yeah, I'm on the weekend, I lose track of what day it is.
Well, no one's holding our feet to the fire. No. It's not like they can call in and complain, at least not yet.
You said Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Why you? Hey, that's fake news, man. That's a misinformation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to send you to jail for that.
Hockey Bono's reporting the wrong stuff here.
Yeah, we're going to go tell.
Well, so the last week's game, they were playing the Steelers, and the Steelers got them, you know, 27-17 Steelers.
Yeah.
But the Bucks, you know, they had a pretty decent game for the first preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Both games, I mean, a lot of the players are really out there trying to, you know, make a name for themselves. And there was a few injuries. I seen a couple guys get carted off the field, but that's to be expected with some of these rising stars, you know.
Well, you got the guys who are trying to make the team. I mean, that's the whole thing about preseason. I mean, I know a lot of people don't care about preseason.
They don't.
But I like it because you really get to see some guys really try their butt off. And, hey, they might get a chance. They might make the team.
And that's why you see sometimes injuries because they're really, really getting at it.
Yeah.
So, you know, the next game, it's going to be August 26th.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the Ravens, and they're going to be Saturday, okay. August 26th, Ravens,
okay,
7 p.m.
We're going to miss that game, though.
Yeah, we'll have to just you know, see the replay or get some highlights.
Yeah. We Pirate and I will be at a concert that night. So, we'll put that in the next podcast review, huh?
Yeah, we'll have a little update.
We'll talk about the show.
Yeah, definitely will. Yeah.
A little sidebar there, sorry.
Yeah. And so after this Ravens game, there'll be like a little bit of a break for them. And then the actual season for the Bucks starts September 10th versus the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, that too, since they're only doing like three games for the preseason instead of four like in the past.
They
shortened it a little bit.
They did
which is fine.
They did.
Yeah.
So the other thing that's going to be exciting because now we're getting close to September.
I know what we're talking about.
Tampa Bay Lightning's coming up, man.
Yeah, man. Time for the Lightning, dude.
You get ready?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm an avid ice skater. Actually went yesterday and today skating.
Yeah, how was it?
fun as always, man.
Yeah.
Especially when you have a couple beers and you hit the ice. Yeah.
Never tried that, but, you know. Yeah.
Well, let's just say I was a responsible uncle. I had my niece drive home.
There you go.
She drove.
There you go.
So yeah, no, I'm excited for hockey, man.
Yeah, so we got the first preseason for the Tampa Bay Lightning is going to be Tuesday, September 26, 7 p.m.
Okay, and who are they playing?
Oh, they're going to be playing Carolina Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes.
Versus the Lightning.
Now, did you do you know the history of the Hurricanes before they're the Hurricanes?
I do not. Let's bring it up.
They were the Hot Fidwellas.
The what?
The Hotford Whalers.
Oh, Hotford.
Hotford. So I'm doing my worst New England accent, but they were in Connecticut before they moved to the Carolina. So, yeah, I'll say it in normal American. They were the Hartford Whalers.
You were talking pack your car, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. You pack your car by the yard. You know, it's out there by the harbor.
Yeah.
You know, but... yeah, so yeah, so I still call them the Whalers when I see them because that's how OG I am with what hockey I do know. My hockey doesn't go beyond the 90s because that's when I started becoming a fan because we got a team here. But a buddy of mine who was from Connecticut always wore these Whaler jerseys. I'm like, hey, what's up with these hockey sweaters? And he's like, oh, these are the Whalers. He goes, you don't know anything about hockey? It's like, nah, man, I'm from Florida, man. What do I know about hockey?
I will tell you, I just enjoy watching the Lightning play. I just like watching players fight for the puck.
They're so fun.
Push each other around, you know.
Well, it's constantly moving.
Constantly moving. Just the action.
Yeah.
Like watching the goalie trying to, you know, protect the goal. It's just great.
Yeah.
I just a lot of action, and I really love it.
Yeah, plus, Pirate and I live east of Tampa and in the town of near the town of Brandon. That's where the Lightning practice, their official practice facility. Matter of fact, the place where I skate at. So it's not unheard of to see Lightning players around the lobby here and there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, sometimes they get a little overwhelmed with the selfies and all that. But then every once in a while, it was a couple of years ago, definitely before COVID, Victor Hedman was just walking around the lobby. And you know what? No one was really bothering him. You know,
that's great.
Leaving him alone. He's a big dude, but... you know, it was nice to see someone of his stature that people weren't going gaga over and everything. You know, they're just, hey, you know, Victor's walking around the lobby. No big deal.
Well, I'm sure if somebody said hi or shouted
out, he's a nice guy.
He would be cool about
it. Yeah. You know, he commented on my jersey. He liked my jersey because I was wearing an older player when we won our first cup, Ruslan Fedotenko, his jersey.
Sure.
And he saw my jersey and from behind, you know, in his Finnish accent. He was, oh, that's a nice jersey. You know, and I turn around. I'm like, oh. Hey man, what's up? You know, he knows the history of the Lightning, even though they didn't play on the team at the same time. But yeah, Ruslan Fedotenko, man, he was a guy that pretty much sealed our win for that first Stanley Cup run back in 2004. Man, the guy was clutch, man. Yes. That's all it comes down to. He was clutch. So yeah, I've got an old Ruslan Fedotenko jersey. So yeah, man, a lot of sports coming up, man. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are looking forward to all of these things. And what's next? What do you want to talk about next, Chewy?
Yeah, let's see. All right, man, let's talk some movies here. So. A few weeks ago, you and I went and saw the final, and God, I hate saying that, final Indiana Jones movie, Indiana Jones and the Dial of the Destiny. Man, what'd you think?
Oh, it was a great movie.
Yeah, wasn't it, dude?
Great movie to the end of the legacy of Indiana Jones and Harrison Ford, you know?
Yeah, and we won't, I don't want to get all spoiler ridden just because if you haven't seen it yet, because, you know, it's still a fairly new movie. It's only been out a few weeks, so we won't spoiler here, but I tell you what, it was fun, you know?
There was a lot of action throughout the movie, just like any other Indiana Jones, kept you on the edge of the seat.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, the thing was, is the last one, The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, that was kind of, you know, it's all right.
I liked The Crystal Skull a little bit.
Oh, I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it.
It's good. It's not my favorite one, you know.
Yeah.
Temple of Doom, I mean, is the greatest.
That's your favorite one.
I love the Temple of Doom.
Dude, you are the first person I've ever known to say that's your favorite one. And I'm not challenging you on it. I think that's cool.
Oh, Temple of Doom's great. I mean, the first one.
Okay. Well, the first one's my favorite one. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
But I think sometimes I enjoy watching the Temple of Doom even more.
And, you know, I'm with you because Temple of Doom is actually some of the fans, one of their fans' non-favorite Indiana Jones. But when the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull came out, guess what became, in the fans' opinion, not the most best one? That one.
That one, Crystal.
But Temple of Doom usually gets number second out of the five now that are out for the least favorite. So I'm actually excited that to hear that you said you like it, because I like Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom's great. You know, I hope that they make a box set for these the new movie included
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be great to get all of them together.
Yeah. Yeah, I have them on DVD, but I never bought them on Blu-ray.
Yeah, we need to get them on Blu-ray.
Well, I went all digital, like digital download and legal, not pirated, legal. So I purchased mine through the internet. I got all my movies through Apple.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's like when I come over to your house and I have you sign out and I sign in with my account, you're able to have access to all my movies, you know, for the time being. Of course, I sign out before I leave. But
yeah,
I quit buying Blu-rays because I just ran out of shelf space, man, because I love movies. I do. I really love movies. But no, that was you're right. It was a good send-off for a movie.
Yeah, great send-off. The characters, they even brought some old characters back.
Yes, there was definitely some surprises I did not expect to see in that.
Yes,
yeah.
And it just... The whole movie dialogue moved well. It started and it got into the action and it ended with just a surprising end.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Well, it's like in every Indiana Jones movie, it was an adventure. It was an absolute adventure, and it was just fun to go along with the ride.
I love the adventure that Indiana Jones goes through. I wish I was right there with him.
I know. And they kind of picked on his age a little bit, you know, because crazy enough, Harrison Ford just turned 80 years old. God bless his soul.
And, you know, he looked like...
He looked like a 60-year-old.
He looked like a 60-year-old guy acting there, and he was moving like a 40-year-old guy.
Yeah, and one of my favorite actors, you know, and a lot of that had to do with Star Wars, I admit it. But then when Raiders of the Lost Ark came out, and I remember seeing at the Brandon Twin. Remember the old Brandon Twin?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I saw that.
Dollar movie theater.
That's what my mom called it. She never called it the Twin. She called it the Dollar Movie Theater.
Yes, sir. You could get a popcorn for 50 cents, soda for 50 cents, pay your dollar for the ticket, and get inside.
Yeah, concessions weren't too crazy.
No, and you'd be able to pick your seat out. It was great. Those were good old days.
Well, the funny part I do remember about the Twin, though, and you may or not, or do you remember what brand soda they carried?
Was it like Shasta or something? Wasn't it like some grocery store brand?
Yep, that's exactly it. They carried, so the Brandon Twin carried Shasta. So, you know, popcorn brand, you don't really care. You know, no one goes in there, well, is this Orville Redenbacher or is this Betty Crocker? No. You know, nobody asks that. But, Shasta.
Yeah, they had the Shasta. I remember sometimes, too, they'd put, like, you know, a couple ice cubes in there. There wouldn't be that many. I think they even had, like, a 2-liter behind the counter. They pour it into your cup.
Well, ain't it funny that even back then the concessions still cost more than the ticket price?
Yes, it did.
But yeah, no. If you want to see a good movie, you know, definitely go check out Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. I already pre-ordered it on Apple, so it's in my queue. So when it becomes available, it'll be sitting there waiting for me. So I'll have to have you come over and we'll watch it so we can critique it again. Speaking of other movies, have you heard about the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs upcoming live action, all the controversy behind that?
Oh, yeah. Is this have to do a little bit about wokeism, isn't it?
Yeah, because they're basically trying to play off that Snow White doesn't need a prince to save her. It is kind of, you know, as a kid, you don't think about it. But as an adult, you're like, okay, it is a little creepy that this dude goes and kisses this chick who's asleep or might even be dead, and then she wakes up and falls in love with him. But, you know, that was part of the fairy tale. You know, as a kid, I didn't think there's anything wrong with that. Even as an adult, I really don't think anything wrong with it. I mean, granted, seeing it as an adult is a little weird. But, no, they want to completely change it up to basically be like, I don't need a man.
Yeah, that is a terrible thing to do to children, to put that in their head. And it's a terrible idea on Disney's part. I mean, well, take an original movie that's already been
wrote
and change the whole dynamics of
the
it.
The dynamics and the perception because, yeah, you know, when I think of Snow White and they make a live one, I'm pretty much expecting it to be like the cartoon, but just in live action and maybe a little more expanded upon the story, not completely changed, you know?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's great to have a little bit of modern touch to it, but come on, we need to stick to the script of the original movie.
Right.
You know, Disney, poor Disney in his grave right now is probably rolling around going, what are you doing to my masterpiece that I created? You know?
Right. Well, and that's why they're hemorrhaging money. Even crazy enough, Indiana Jones, which is owned by Disney through Lucasfilm, lost money because and Indiana Jones has nothing to do with what I'm going to bring up here in a second. It's all this wokeism that they completely change these stories around and then it doesn't sell
to fit their narrative.
Yeah, whatever it is. But the thing is like, you get a word of this, you know, because people do go see movies. They do put it on the internet. They do talk about it. They, yes. Hey, not even internet, word of mouth. And it's like, you know what? They changed too much of it. You know, I didn't like what they did. I didn't like the changes. So even if it wasn't wokeism, the fact that they're changing it so much and you go see it and it's like, man, this is not what I expected it to see. And I haven't witnessed it myself because I kind of got the heads up as like, hey man, this ain't worth seeing this movie, you know, but I have watched a little bit at the house, like other stuff. And I'm like, gosh, this is bad, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just disagree with this type of narrative that they're throwing out and all these old,
just tell the story,
old school classic movies. If you're going to redo them and all, that's great, but just stick to what they were.
Well, and you don't have to change it so much to do an agenda. Just entertain and tell the story, because the thing about entertainment is truly universal. If you want to start sounding like a hipster or a hippie or whatever, or at least I am, the thing about entertainment is that if there is no an appeal to a certain audience or a small part of audience, if your story is going to talk to everybody, then everybody's going to receive it. Everybody's going to be like, wow, that's awesome, man.
Well, let me ask you this, Chewy.
Yeah.
Do you really think there's people out there asking Disney, hey, we'd like you to get a Snow White movie, and we want you to redo it, and we want these type of narratives
in
there? Are there people actually calling for this?
Oh, yes, yes. They work within the company. I mean, tangent off for a second. Look what happened to Bud Light.
Oh yeah,
they did
it to themselves.
Well, but you still had an activist who decided to do what she did for Bud Light and bring in a trans person, and you know, anybody who was, you know, hey, I'm an American and I'm a man who drank Bud Light said that doesn't represent me.
Absolutely. I mean, Bud Light was the staple beer for, you know, almost any football game, baseball game, sports.
Wherever you went. It was everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of places in the windows of bars, you see the sign Bud Light. It's everywhere Bud Light. And, you know, for them not to recognize that it's everybody's beer, not just one person's beer.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. When you in the Snow White, the Bud Light, when you make a content where you just know everyone is pretty much going to enjoy, then we're all good. We all truly become the same, because that's the idea, right? To bring us together. But like the Bud Light thing, you decided to appeal towards trans people. And don't get me wrong, there are trans people out there. I, you know, whatever. That's your lifestyle. It doesn't affect me or bother me.
I'm sure there's a few that drink Bud Light.
Oh, I'm sure. But when you make your business model a percent of a people, and then the other people who are your main buyers fight back against it, don't be so shocked about it. Like, even with the Snow White thing, the other thing they're changing, you know, the Seven Dwarves aren't the Seven Dwarves. They only hired one midget, or I'm sorry, little person, but I don't do PC here.
Little people.
Yeah, well, sure. That's what
they call them now.
That's what they call them. But, you know, part of me still says midget, whatever. Midget, whatever. But they only have one dwarf, okay, out of the Seven Dwarves. The other six are of different color, of different race, of different God knows what, and I've already saw a picture of it, and they said, you can't judge a book by its cover. That picture I saw of the Seven Dwarfs, that's not the Seven Dwarfs, because I see one midget and six other dudes.
Oh, they're standing tall.
Yeah. Well, they're literally standing tall.
Yeah, they're tall guys up against one midget.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on with Disney, but they're basically wanting to release Woke White here. And yes.
That's the new name of the movie. Woke White and the one dwarf with six other tall guys.
since little people or they like to be called LPs, we'll just say TDs, tall dudes. You know?
So they could call them TDs.
Yeah, and I haven't watched it today, but we talked about this on our break that the actress who's going to play Snow White, very cute lady, I don't know who she is, cute young lady. Well, she's getting a lot of backlash for her comments of how they're going to change the movie up and they're going to not do the, you know, I don't need a man thing or everything. And apparently she was on her social media today, TikTok, Instagram, I don't know what it is, basically crying because she couldn't believe how mean people are to her. And that's the thing. You don't have to be mean to her, but who knows what was said? Because the thing is that you should be able to disagree these days and say, hey, I don't like this because of X, Y, and Z. But you don't have to be nasty at her. And what I suspect is maybe part of it is maybe she got some really nasty emails or voicemails or possibly death threats, because that happens. That's how crazy these people are. Even me being a Star Wars fan, I've heard of Star Wars fans taking it too far. It's like, so what? It's just their opinion. Just because they don't like Star Wars doesn't mean you have to go after them.
Well, and everybody's got an opinion, and everybody's got a right to say. And here's the thing. People just take it a little too far. You know, not everybody's going to be in agreement of these things.
Right. And just don't – look, it's just like – just don't be rude. Don't be an asshole about it.
Well, and when you put out some type of – this type of narrative or this type of show, you got to expect that there's going to be this.
Right.
You can't go out there and just say everybody's going to be in agreement. They're going to love it. It's going to be a masterpiece. No, because you're introducing some type of new – thinking, new type of narrative, this type of thing, you have to expect this to happen.
Well, it's just not going to appeal to everybody is what it comes down to. And, you know, switching back to the Bud Light thing, it's just the thing about, I love the history of Anheuser-Busch, the legacy of America, which we know now is not an American company. They sold off to a, you know, Belgian company, which is okay.
I have a little sidebar note.
Okay.
I was reading somewhere, I don't remember what place, but I was reading in some news, and they were saying that the great-grandson of Augustus Busch?
Yes, yeah.
He was the last heir of the Bud Light legacy, or Budweiser company. He was contacted by the Belgian group, the ABV group.
Is this the guy who's wanting and willing, if he can get investors, to buy Bud Light back?
He wants to buy the whole brand, all of the brands back.
All of Anheuser-Busch.
All of Anheuser-Busch back.
Bring it back to America.
Yeah, he's thinking about it.
You know what? Keeping positive, because that's what we do around here, that can turn the company around.
Yeah, he could definitely.
It can bring it back.
Remarket things a lot better. Maybe get some of the taste of the beers a little bit more original again, because I have noticed some of the beers have gotten
a little lackluster.
Yeah, they're not like they used to have a lot of flavor, you know.
Well, a lot of or the stuff that they used to have, like back in the day, back in the day is the 90s, so we're talking 30 years ago.
That
but
is
whatever.
Back in the day.
The problem is it feels like it was 5 years ago, even though you and I both know it's not. I really liked Bud Dry because it had a different flavor and it had a stronger alcohol content to it. So you can drink a couple of those and be like, whoa, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, they had Bud Ice too. That was pretty
powerful. I remember
Bud
Ice. Yeah, Bud Ice was strong too. So maybe they can bring it back. But can you imagine Anheuser-Busch being Americana again?
That would be great. I mean, that's what this country needs. And, you know,
it would unite us.
You know, for these companies that sell out, it's just why? Why sell out things that are American made?
Well, it's not even. I get you on the patriotism thing because I agree with that. It's just think about before they went to InBev, how brilliant Anheuser-Busch marketing was. I mean, you had Spuds McKenzie.
Clydesdales.
The Clydesdales. Everyone loved the Clydesdales.
Sure.
How about from the 90s? The
was
Dude, that was great. The frogs. All that stuff, man.
Bud, yep. Wise.
And you know what? Everybody loved it. You know, even if you weren't a beer drinker, you know, because Spuds McKenzie came out when we were in junior high. We're at Man.
Sure.
And all I wanted was the gear. I never thought as an eighth grader, hey, I want to buy some beer. But again, we had a little of a wokeism going on, even the 80s. Oh, they're trying to sell beer to children. No, they're not. Shut up. At least me, not me. All I wanted was Spud McKenzie mugs, T-shirts, stickers, you name it. That's all I cared about. Not once that I thought, I want to go try a Budweiser.
Well, it was just like when I used to see NASCAR. I used to watch a lot of NASCAR. Bush Light had their
name. All kind of beer sponsors.
They had their name on the front hood, and I always wanted to get like a Hot Wheels car or that had the NASCAR with the Bush Light on the front of it or the Coors Light.
Right.
Even Miller Light and Miller, hell, Miller Genuine Draft sponsored Rusty Wallace for a few years.
Okay, so. Not even being the biggest race car fan. How about the Winston Cup? That didn't make me want to go smoke cigarettes. It was just called the Winston Cup, right?
Yeah, I thought that was a great thing to have that name.
I had a hard time when the sponsors changed, and I get it. I understand sponsors change over the years, but when it changed at first, I'm like, the what? You know, like one time it was the Sprint Cup, like the old
telephone.
Yeah, the Sprint telephone.
Well, it was first. It was Winston. Then it went to the Nextel Cup.
Oh, right, that's right.
And then it was Sprint.
Right, right, right.
And then it was like hell. I don't even know. You know, it's Coca-Cola or something. And now it's just you know, they just got so many names for these things. Every year they change the sponsors. So
yeah,
I get it. You need sponsors, and I know that that's important to the to their racing teams and all. But you know. That was a legacy when it was Winston Cup, you know.
It is a legacy.
Yeah.
I
guess. It was a Southern. Winston was
right.
A Southern cigarette maker.
Mm-hmm.
NASCAR is a Southern sports.
Right.
It's all about Southern heritage. But, you know, they wiped a lot of that away, and it is no
But, way. You know, it was brilliant, and, you know, we'll spin around back to Disney, and this is why it's all over the road. Well, even though it was Pixar at the time, but now it is Disney, that's why I love the movie Cars. Because it felt like old America. It felt like old NASCAR.
That movie was, you know, for a cartoon movie, it was a very great Americana film.
And fun.
I mean,
when appealed to everybody.
When they were in Radiator Springs, I felt I was there.
Well, exactly. And it played off the old school California of this desert town that you would stop through and then pick up a couple trinkets and take some pictures and pass on. And kind of the idea with that town was, well, when they built the interstate, people stopped coming to the town. But even on the race car thing, and even me not being the biggest NASCAR fan, he was that gas sponsor he had, Rust-Oleum.
Oh, Rusty's.
Rusty's. Yes. But it was played off of Rust-Oleum. Remember yes. Rust-Oleum?
Rust-Oleum. Well,
yeah.
They still make Rust-Oleum.
Right. But I remember my dad having a gas, official gas can from the company that was similar to that, the yellow and the red. So I started laughing. I'm like, oh, my God, that is so just like old school right there. You know, it's stuff like the guys in American Pickers. They'd go through a barn and they'd find the old, you know, remember they like the gas signs?
Oh, yeah,
they
yeah.
like picking up the old, yeah, that's something just like that.
Yeah,
so.
It's a great movie. The Cars, you know, Cars movies were great. Americana film, great, you know, harmless film.
Right.
You know, don't change it,
please. That's what Anheuser-Busch, that's what Bud has to get back to, because the thing with me is like with the Bud Light, that really didn't affect me much. I know you used to be a Bud Light drinker, but
sure.
I was more of a Bud Heavy guy. So I between the two, I'd always go with the regular Bud. By the way, Bud Heavy is regular Bud. Those of you that are just like, what the heck is Bud Heavy?
Bud Heavy is the red label, the original.
Yes, the OG.
The OG lager.
Yes.
It's 1% alcohol more than the Bud Light.
Yes.
Bud Light is 4.1, and the Bud Heavy is 5.
See, folks, a man knows his beer.
Yes. And so now I am definitely into Miller Lite, which I used to be years ago, but
I like Miller Lite.
I circled back to Miller Lite.
Well, you and I with our beers, we like to jump all over the place anyways.
We do. We're
kind of like this show. That's what this show is. We're all over the freaking place.
We are all over the road. Every once in a while, I throw you for the loop and I get something new and try it out.
Well, the thing you have not had in a while, and I'm surprised because I mention it once in a while, as you haven't had the Rolling Rock yet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big piece of Americana and legacy for Pirate here.
No, yeah, man, because it was always guaranteed when I showed up to your house Yeah, I'd open up the cooler, and there's those beautiful green bottles,
with
man.
With the horse on the side.
Yep.
And the 33 stands for the year that Prohibition was repealed.
Yeah, well.
1933.
Well, if it happens, and most likely it will, I think for your upcoming Halloween party, I think we're going to have to make sure that there's some Rolling Rock in the cooler this time for old school purposes.
Yeah. Definitely, we could fill up the igloo to the top with some Rolling Rocks, and I'll definitely get the bottles, not the cans.
Yes, no. I don't think I think I've only had the cans a couple times. No, I want the green bottles, man. I'll bring some too, man. Don't worry.
I'm actually thinking for maybe if we. You know, when we get to like a milestone show, I might actually bring some in celebration and we'll have them here on the show.
Yeah. And then we'll say like, there's no sponsorship whatsoever. We just like Rolling Rock.
Yeah. We don't sponsor nothing. Nobody's sponsoring us.
No, nope. By the way, folks, people are like, are you doing this for money or anything? Hey, if you want to sponsor us, we'll talk to you. But right now this is purely a fun hobby because Pirate and I love to talk and that's why we do this. Yeah,
any of you beer people out there, if you hear this, you know, and you want us to put a plug, that's fine. But we put plugs out there for free. We love our beers, and we'll definitely be talking about them.
And we're doing free promotion because they don't have to pay us for us to talk about the stuff that we like, right?
Well, they put out a good product, and we're talking about it.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, this is why this is all over the road. Let's talk about the Redskins. Now, what I meant about, wow, it's all over the road, we just talked about sports, but it wasn't exactly lined up in the show notes. So,
well, you know, all over the road means that one minute we're talking like the sports in our local area, and then we'll talk a bunch of news stories or...
But this is how you and I talk, though, man.
And we do talk like that.
We are truly all over the road.
We are out and about and we're doing things, or if we're sitting at the local tavern and next thing I know, I'm talking to Chewy about one thing and then he just starts talking about something else and we are.
But we feed off of each other.
We do. And then I'll add to the story, then he'll add to the story. And then we're on a completely, next thing we know, we're like, hey, I was at Home Depot and I bought this. And then we get on another tangent about Home Depot or something.
Right.
So,
or as you call them, Home Cheapo.
It is Home Cheapo. Yes.
See, and it's so funny because I know you like Milo, but I'm a Home Depot guy. And it's only because it's on my side of the street when I go there. It's out of sheer convenience. If it was switched around, I'd be at Milo.
I go to both. To be honest.
Well, with what you do, you go where you can, right?
Ace Hardware is great as well.
Ace is awesome, man.
I like the local little hardware store.
Yeah.
That's Americana as well.
Oh, yeah. See, we're already tangent off. We're talking about home improvement, and we're supposed to talk about the Redskins.
So let's talk about these Washington.
The Commanders.
Commanders.
The
I never liked this name. I never liked this name. Chewy.
Yeah,
that name is a bullshit name.
Well, let's look at it this way. Let's be a little understanding. Okay.
Okay.
I get to a certain degree that the Redskins comes off as bigoted or even racist. I guess my problem with using those words these days is that because everything's racist, then to me nothing becomes racist. And the thing is like, whether you want to call it superstition or not, ever since they became the Commanders, they kind of suck.
Yeah, they used to be a great team. I remember.
Competitive.
You know, competitive, great players. I mean, they had Super Bowl wins.
Yeah, man. Hey, from one of our old quarterbacks, Doug Williams, back in the 80s. I still won't let that go, but, you know, good for Doug Williams.
And you know, how many people are actually complaining? Just a few? So they pander to the few, probably.
And I'm with you on that, because the whole reason why we're talking about this, because there is a Native American group, and again, I don't do exactly name dropping here. You can Google it yourself.
Yes, you can.
See we're full of crap. There is a huge Native American group that support using the term Redskins. One guy, who actually a Marine veteran, went as far as saying the term Redskins within their language is not considered offensive. It actually has to do with a tribal chief of some, you know, excuse my repeated pun, a tribe somewhere where he was called a Redskin, but he was the chief and he's looked at as like the leader. So, but I look at it this way. Okay. So you have people that don't like it. You have people that do like it. What do you do with that? I mean, who are you supposed to appeal to?
Well, it's a sports game. This is the thing that you can't take too serious, and people are taking it way, way too over the top. And also, too, I mean, it's not, the name wasn't created to make fun of them. It was, no. it was to honor, you know.
No, it was never to be racist or bigoted. It wasn't like, we're going to make those engines, you know, watch us. They're going to pay. No, it wasn't like that.
I mean, I understand there was a lot of atrocities and wars.
Of course
and
there was.
Things that happened in the beginning phases of our country. But nobody alive today has nothing to do with that.
Right.
And if we lived in those days, maybe we would understand it a little bit better. No one today can even.
Or we'd understand it different.
No one, yeah. And no one, yeah, we might understand a lot different. We might understand the reason why the country was the way it was. But you got to realize when these football teams started, you know, naming or forming in where does the Redskins in Virginia, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know the actual town they play in.
Oh, no. They moved around. I think they're in Maryland now. They went to Virginia. Well, either way, in the D.C. area.
Think about it. In the D.C. area, at one point in the early years of the country forming, there were Indians all over that area.
Mm-hmm.
Or people call them, what is the word you use?
Native American.
Oh, no, the other one.
Let's see. What other one?
It starts with an I.
Engines.
No.
That is bigoted, folks, by the way. But I'll admit it. Hey, bigoted alert.
Isn't it like
indigenous?
Indigenous. That's the word.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Indigenous.
But here's the thing. Even not calling them Indians these days is another one of those politically correct terms where there is even Indians who says it's okay if you call me an Indian. Because they accepted it. They call Indians amongst themselves, and I'm not trying to say that's like an N-word situation here, but it's like, okay, well, they're really not Indians. I get it, now that we know history a little
bit.
But,
and we know the whole story, the reason why Christopher Columbus
called. Well, he thought he was an India.
He thought he was an actual, the India.
Right.
Over on the other side of the world.
Nope.
No, but he
was off by half the planet.
His GPS or Google Maps
and
sent him way
okay.
over here.
And that's okay, because exactly, we didn't have satellites and GPS back then to verify, oh, hey, buddy, you're not really in India.
No, not at all.
Right.
And here he was. So he called them Indians.
And that's how it took off.
And that's the word they use. I mean, if you know, once the language is established, a name is established, you know, people at that point weren't making a big fuss about this.
Right.
And we went many, many, many decades with the name. No one ever complained until we got to this point in society and time where everybody's feelings are hurt too easily.
And it's like that. Where does it stop? Where does it end? I mean, even the Cleveland Indians changed their name to the Guardians, and
yes.
I won't call them that. But where does it stop? Look at our hometown team. We've talked about this before. The
Buccaneers.
Yeah, they're saboteurs. They're marauders. They're rapists. They're pillagers. They're thieves. They're cutthroats. They're backstabbers. Oh, well, if we're going to go by this sentiment of you can't do that, then we can't have that as a mascot for our football team, because you're basically promoting criminality.
Well, I see a lot of high schools have changed their names.
Even here, the Chamberlain Chiefs, they dumped the Chief.
Yeah.
And Chief has nothing to do with being racist. Matter of fact, I've even found out that even in the Indian community, they didn't use chief. That was just another word to signify some kind of leader.
Yeah, chief means you're the head guy of an organization.
We use it, you know, when I was in the military.
How could that be bad?
When I was in the military, we said that all the time. Like the head guy of our shop, we'd call him chief.
Well, a lot of times when I see people, sometimes I'm walking down the street, I might sometimes use an old school term like, hey, what's happening, Chief?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's not there to be racist.
It's not a bad, you know, I'm not saying anything derogatory to the guy, and he usually looks at me, yeah, I'm all right, bud. You know, that's all it is. So Chief is just like a head manager, a head person. Man, it would be great if they brought it back.
I would, too. I'm not going to sit there and like, oh, I'm a diehard Redskins fan, so I'm not. I'm just, you know, you and me are a lot when it comes to the tradition thing. I'm just a tradition guy. You know, they started out as the Redskins. Let's keep them going as the Redskins.
Exactly. I mean, I like the fact that, you know, some parts of Americana are trying to make its way back, and hopefully we'll start to see.
I think it is. I see the shift going back.
I hope we see a good shift.
Well, speaking of going back, man, and some things we can't go back to living in the Tampa Bay area here, man, these roads, man. What the heck is going on here, man?
Man.
I don't get it, dude.
I feel like I'm rattling down the road when I'm driving in my truck.
And it used to never be like that.
Yeah, I think my front end's going to fall off when I hit some of these bumps here.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, your heritage comes from OH10. I've got friends in OH10, and you know, I've been up there a bunch of times, and their roads are freaking horrible. But I feel like that's starting to happen here now, too. Like, they're not repairing these roads. And not even just the repair. How about places where they know they're going to put in millions of homes? Not millions of homes, but let's say
thousands or hundreds.
Thousands of homes. They know they're going to get the tax revenue, but they take 10 years before they do anything to expand the road.
Yeah, it's terrible that what they've done, these folks that are in charge of civil planning or whatever they're doing there. There are many roads that are still two lane here in Florida, and I'm sure many of you that are from Florida are listening going, oh yeah, because you can drive anywhere in the Tampa Bay, Orlando. I've been all over Florida. There are many areas where there are still two lane roads and you're sitting in bumper to bumper traffic during the rush hour periods. And all you have to think about is, well, if this road would have been thought about many, many years ago before all this population boom happened, traffic wouldn't be snarled, accidents would be less.
Or just poorly built. I mean, you're on the road a lot. All the interstates during the day are just car parks now. What's the point of even getting on the interstate anymore?
Well, yeah, I was frustrated today. I was driving down a U.S. highway here, and I was cutting through town, and man, I looked like a church had let out, and so there was a lot of folks on the road from the church, and it was that the road was overwhelmed because probably that church has more people going to. Everything has, like, just swelled here.
Right, right.
Like, a church has more people going to it. The grocery store has more
people.
And
the lights, the traffic lights aren't synced up. They're all on their own. They're all individual lights. So there's no consistent flow going on.
No, they pop off at all different times, you know.
Right.
The left turn lane, boom, 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 it's done. The right turn lane, it's done. And then the center lane, you're sitting there for 10 minutes waiting to get through.
Right.
And meanwhile, I'm looking in my rearview mirror going, holy smokes, look at these people behind me.
Yeah.
And they're
all
on your ass trying to, you know, everyone's just trying to hurry
up.
Yeah,
I feel that lately, man. Every time, like, I get somebody behind me, I feel like they're really trying to push me through. And I'm like, dude, I'm not a speed limit driver. I go a little over the speed limit. So it's like, hey, I'll read the room, right? You should know your speed limit. I'm going over the speed limit. Back off. But it's just like so many people in a hurry, and then the roads are not built for this kind of community. But, you know, I did come across some statistics a while ago, and, you know, I shared this with you before, but we're doing this podcast, so we talk about it. There's a guy on YouTube who does basically what is there to do in Tampa or what's happening in Tampa Bay area. He's a realtor, but it's cool because it's like I'm watching almost like a touristy, like, video, but it's actually very informative. And one of the things he covered, he said there was a study going, he said from 2003 to 2013, the planners estimated a 50% increase in population. Well, he said they're only off by a little bit. The population growth in that 10-year span was actually 500%. So, holy crap, no wonder a lot of the roads ain't ready. But it's like, okay, either way, if your planning was off, I get that. But the tax revenue is still coming in because even an apartment complex still pays a tax revenue. Okay, so the county is taking in all this money. What happened to the roads with all that extra money?
Well, yeah, I heard something recently on a local news radio station. They were talking with one of the mayors in this area, and they were saying that, yeah, they are many years behind in the budgeting on getting some of these roads repaired.
And that's crazy.
And so all they're doing
budgeting,
is
budgeting. You have the money.
It's just misuse.
Corrupt
or corporate greed or governmental greed.
Well, we know there's corporate greed in it because the corporations are the ones who are putting the construction workers out there.
Yeah, they got the bids on these jobs. And you know, they're probably backed up because of labor issues or who knows what.
Right.
And it's just, so we ride around on these roads that aren't used to having this much traffic on them. So they're getting tore up a lot quicker.
Yes.
Think about when construction happens, more dump trucks, more equipment, more people are going down this little road that was never traveled on before as much.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have, you know, double, triple the amount of people now moving into the community. And they got the road still two lane, and they got this massive subdivision. Poor planning. And then what they'll do is they'll build a high school, middle school, and an elementary school on the same road. And then it's just...
clogs it up even
it's
more.
It's clogged up.
Well, like out in Fishhawk. Look how ridiculous the roads is to get out there. You either take Lithia or you take Boyette.
But Bell Shoals or Boyette.
Or Bell Shoals.
Or Boyette.
And they're all two-lane roads.
All of those roads.
Two-lane? What's going on? All those people, I mean, like, there's literally Lightning and Rays players who live out there.
Yes.
It's an upper middle class to rich neighborhood. Yet, it's been well over 10 years now. Where's the expansion?
Everybody I speak with that lives out there is just, they know about the traffic.
It sounds like a traffic nightmare.
They know they have to work around, like, certain, like, if you're going to visit somebody in that area, you know, like, if they said, come over at 5, you'd be like, I'll come over at 7. I'll wait for traffic to go away.
Right. Well, even going down Bloomingdale. I mean, Bloomingdale's worse than 60, and there was a time, well, you stayed off of 60. Well, 60 in certain parts flows okay. Other parts it doesn't. But, you know, Bloomingdale's all a car park.
Yeah, and there's just they make more and more stores, more and more restaurants. So that impacts the road even more, and there's more traffic on that road than ever. I remember when that road was just a little two-lane, little farm road. That's all it was.
Yeah, me too.
No one went out there.
Hey, in the late 80s when they said they're going to build a high school out there, I was like, for who?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did plan ahead on that, but the thing is, you know, it's on a main highway, you know, and why not build these schools on, like, secondary roads to keep the kids safe,
yeah,
but keep the traffic off of
them. But do you remember the bougie part of Bloomingdale? It's like, ooh, you go to Bloomingdale.
Yeah, at one time everybody thought it was...
Well, they thought, you know, you were, like, high class here, high society, you know. It's like, ooh, you live out in Bloomingdale. And it was crazy because we have a buddy that lives out there, and... for years, dude, I thought Bloomingdale was actually another part of our county to find out it was only the road. It's actually Valrico. I had no idea.
Well, it was the name of a subdivision that they were developing, and they kind of called it that name in that area.
Right, right.
But, you know, just like there's an area called Buckhorn, and they were going to try to get that area changed.
But, yeah, no, it's just funny because it's like I had friends, obviously, went to Bloomingdale, and it's like, ooh, you go to Bloomingdale.
Well, they also called it Gucci High at one time.
Yeah, I remember that. That's right, Gucci.
Like everybody was walking around with a Gucci bag, you know, at age 16.
Well, how about when we were in junior high school, then when the people had the Z Cavaricci pants?
I know a few people that wore those.
I never had them. Did you wear them?
Nah.
No.
It's not me. I wore Levi's, man. Come on.
Me too. Well, the thing was, is I didn't realize I knew, but I didn't. I knew as a kid, I knew better to ask my mom at the time for $85 pants. She would have probably beat me on general principle just asking her that kind of question, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, kind of like in A Christmas Story when the mom was like, well, did you hear that word? And she is like, you probably heard it from your father. And she went down there and beat her son. And he's like, what? And all right, let's, you got a topic here, man. This upcoming Republican debate. I mean, so you know more about this than I do. I have a couple things I can opine on, as Bill O'Reilly used to say. You know, I had to go Google that years ago. I was like, what the hell's opine? Oh, opinion. Okay. So what's up with this debate here, man?
Well, it's the first Republican debate for the 2024 election. It's going to be happening this Wednesday, August 23rd at 6 p.m.
Oh, good. I'm glad you told me that. I had no idea.
Yeah, and it'll be on all the Fox News platforms.
Okay.
So this has to go along with your streaming, your regular Fox channels.
So Fox News, Fox Business, probably Channel 13.
Fox Nation.
Yeah. Okay.
Fox News. So
okay.
All of these channels. So, and then we're going to have the two mediators. Going to be Brett Baer.
Yeah, Brett Baer.
And Martha McCollum.
Martha McCallahan.
Yeah.
She's kind of hot.
McCollum.
McCollum. She's kind of hot, though, man.
Yeah.
I'm a brunette guy, but for a blonde, man, she's not bad there.
Yeah, Fox has some really fine ones there.
They always do that, though.
Yeah, they do that.
Fox always hires the hot-looking women. And the blondes, too. They love the blondes. You notice that? The blondes.
I have noticed
There's a
that.
Consistent pattern going on here.
There is a pattern as well. So it's going to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, it's going to be up in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's how they say it
with
up there.
Canton, yeah. Oh, hey there, pirates. You're going to watch the debate, eh?
Yeah. So it's going to be, I don't know what this place is. It's at the FI Serve Forum. That must be like some type of convention place or something.
Okay.
So far...
Who's going to be there?
So far, here's the attendees.
Okay.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
All right. Got Governor Ron in.
Yes. And we have biotech engineer Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh, yes. You know what? I've been hearing some things about Vivek lately.
Yes,
I've been liking what I've been hearing. You know, it seems like he's an all right dude.
They say he's Trump 2.0. He's got a lot of topics that he wants to bring out and a lot of topics... that he wants to finish.
We might want to be careful with that. You know, Trump 2.0 might turn some people off, you know?
Well, I don't know if he's trying to be like Trump. I think he's just got a lot of...
he's got good ideas.
Good ideas that like, Trump never got to. And he just wants to make America great, too.
Yeah, man.
So we also have South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. You know
him? Tim Scott? Yeah.
He's a good guy.
The bald dude.
Yeah, he doesn't have any hair up top.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And he is a black guy, so he will be, a black guy that's
represent.
There. Yeah, he's representing, and
yeah,
I like him. He's got
power
some great ideas.
The people.
I seen him on Fox a couple times. He's got some great ideas. Former South Carolina governor and ambassador to the UN, United Nations, for everybody, under the Trump administration would be Nikki Haley.
She's going to be there.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
What do you think about that?
She's kind of hot.
See,
sorry, folks. My opinions aren't so much of I'm going with the looks here.
No. Sure.
No, you know, what little I know about Nikki Haley, I'll have to be honest with you, and that's what we do here. Not the biggest fan of her because she's a bit of a neocon, man. She likes war.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
She wants to go after China.
Yeah, but she is an engine. Like straight up Indian, like heritage Indian, and I'm talking like dot Indian, not Native American Indian.
Yes,
So since we're into these days of we have to put ourselves on the soapbox and let everybody know that I'm a Indian gay Russian trans person, you know, since we're into the label thing these days, you know, she's an Indian. Well, Indian. Sorry.
Yeah, whatever she wants to be to me, I'm fine.
You can be whatever you want to be.
Yeah,
these
be what
days,
you want,
man, it's all good. Like the old army, man. Be all that you can be.
Yeah, I identify as... I identify whatever you want
to be. Well, you and I identify as podcasters.
Beer drinkers, podcasters.
Beer drinking, asshole, you know.
Football watchers,
30,
hockey watchers.
30-plus years, buddies. We identify as guys we've literally known since the 80s.
We can identify as pricks and dicks, you know.
We are pricks and dicks.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. Okay, so who else is going to
be there?
All
right, so we also have North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. You know him?
I have no idea who he is. No.
He's not really, you know, he's...
Well, it's the Dakotas. Who knows anything about the Dakotas?
I've been there. It's a great place.
I used to live in South Dakota. I mean, they're the South Dakota governor, she's kind of hot. But again, I'm thinking hot again. Christine Ohm.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So also possible, we got former vice president under Trump, Mike Pence.
Mike Pence, the VP, is going to be there? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, we also have former governor from New Jersey, Chris Christie.
Oh, fat ass is going to be there. Ass is going to be there, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you better have a box of donuts underneath the podium and, you know, probably some coffee or something for the guy.
Yeah.
I'm not
happy.
A fan of his, but
we also have the Miami mayor, Francis Suarez.
Okay, I've heard of him. He seems to be okay.
And former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, which he just finally got the pledge ready to join the Republican Party.
Okay. Yeah. Man, that's going to be there's going to be a lot of people on this panel.
This is a big panel. And you know the first one, everybody's at each other's throats and talking over each other.
Of course. And
there's just a lot of back and forth banter.
But here's what I know about the debate. Who's not going to be there?
So we got Donald Trump. He's not going to be there.
He's not going to be. You know what he's doing that night?
Yeah, I do. Let me tell you all about what's
happening. Oh, you got the notes. Okay. Yeah.
You're getting ahead of yourself, Chewy.
Well, that's the thing. You've got some good notes there. I said I know very little about this debate, but you've already got it written down there. I could tell.
Trust me. When Pirate comes, he delivers. So Donald Trump, he refused to sign the loyalty pledge.
The loyalty pledge.
And he will not be attending. Instead, he will be doing a sit-down interview with Tucker Carlson.
So I heard, and that's what I was going to opine on or comment.
Sure.
I heard they are going to be commenting about the debate as it's actually happening.
Yeah, and he also says the reason he doesn't need to attend is because his record speaks for itself. His performance shows that he was one of the best.
Right.
That's what he says.
Yeah, you know, it's a, you know, it's Donald J. Trump here.
I have an opinion about that, but we'll talk about that another day.
Right.
So another thing is, for all these candidates to qualify for the debate, the candidates must draw donations from 40,000 individuals and reach.
Dang.
Yes,
40, that's a lot of people.
They got to get donations, a lot of money, and. You know, I'm sure Ron DeSantis didn't have any problem, and I'm sure that, you know, Pence and all them got their donations pretty quickly.
Sure, sure.
And, you know, the rest of them as well. And, you know, so they also have to reach the 1% ranking in the high-quality polls.
In the polls? Okay.
Yeah, you know all those polls that they have.
There's so many polls, though. I can't.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, and some of those are garbage anyways, those polls.
Well, they are because, like, one political commentary guy, Thomas Sowell, a brilliant guy, you know, he's been doing this for decades. And the guy's pushing, like, almost 80 years old. And he just said out straight out, you know, to a crowd one time, how many of y'all ever talked to a pollster? And hardly anyone ever rose their hand. It's where are these polls coming from? Because I've never talked to a pollster.
I've never had anybody on the street
knock on my door or
hey, what do you think about this guy?
You know, hey, I'm with, you know, such and such a party or candidacy or whatever. I never had that happen. Where are they getting these numbers from? Hey, part of me thinks it's a little bullshit is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I think at one time the MAGA party did come to my, you know, I live out in a rural area. Mm-hmm. So to get people knocking on my door on a Saturday, you know, they get a little surprised when I answer the door, and I seen them out there, and I was like, who in the hell are you all?
Okay.
And but then I talked to them, and I said, was the MAGA party. They were
being
talking
cordial.
To me. Yeah, they were just like, hey, we want to talk to you about this and that. And they wanted me to sign something. I said, no, I'm not interested in your little poll.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, without, like, getting all in the weeds and giving up too personal information away, I mean, where's your political stance at your party, if you have that? If you don't, that's fine.
Well, I would say that, you know, I'm more of a conservative at some point, but maybe a constitutionalist at some point.
Okay. Okay. Which is two different things, by the way.
Sure. I like the Constitution, what it represents and what it says. But I'm also, I like conservatism to some point, but not all points.
Yeah.
And there are times when I do like some liberal things. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't always,
absolutely.
It doesn't always have to be clean. It doesn't always have to be, you know, there, you know, liberals, like on a social side of things, but conservative on a fiscal part of things, right?
And I think that's the hard fallacy to deal with because, you know, I used to be a Republican and then I realized there's nothing conservative about them, whereas I still feel like I'm part of a conservative and I'm like you. I'm more of a constitutionalist. And I found out more or less my beliefs and associations go with more libertarian conservative. And that's the thing, like being a more of a libertarian or a libertarian constitutionalist, being more in that camp, like me, I don't care about the whole gay thing. I think you have a right to be with whoever you want to be with and fuck you to tell me that I can't be who I love. And it doesn't bother me too. You know, I have two buddies who, and you know them as well, and we don't do the name dropping thing here, but I've got two buddies that are in a relationship with each other and they absolutely love each other. And I love that even with their parenting, that they're so old school. They're tough. They're tough on their kid. Sometimes people think they're too tough, but I'm like, no, not at all.
And that's a part of Americana as well.
Heck yeah, man. They're badass.
I mean, the thing is, you know, everybody has to be part of a party. So you have to join either the Democrat or Republican in Florida.
And that's the thing for me. I'm independent because there is no libertarian candidacy in Florida.
There isn't.
So basically, I don't get to vote in the primaries, which, okay, that's fine. I mean, I get to vote in the regular general election. But when it comes to the primaries, I don't, because that's the thing. Like, I get you being a conservative, but I guess my problem with the Republican Party is that there's nothing really that's a whole lot of conservative about them anymore these days, if there ever even was.
No, their narrative is
maybe Reagan was the last good conservative Republican, because since then, I can't think of any, man. I really don't.
No, they've gone through a radical change. And the thing is, though, I think sometimes, you know, being on the Republican ticket, it's better to be on that for the local, mm-hmm. the local ticket, because
the local
government counts, because
local government affects you a lot more than the federal.
Well, that's where also we have to start changing things by making sure the right people get in the school board, the right people get on the county commission, the right people become mayors,
right.
The right people are in the planning commissions, you mm-hmm. know, that's where everything starts grassroots. And that's where people are also missing the boat when they're not voting. And I know a lot of people say, my vote doesn't count. But
yes, it does.
I think at the local level, it counts a lot. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, just like, you know, when you vote for judges and all that, you know, if you don't like the way the streets are looking and these judges aren't, you know, prosecuting these folks right, then maybe you need to change the judges. Maybe you need to change, you know, the attorneys or attorney generals.
And even me being a civics voting guy, I'll be honest with you. The judges thing, I don't know a whole lot. I really don't. Because they don't campaign, so it's hard to find any information about them. And because I don't pay attention to local judges, it's almost a guess. And you know what? It shouldn't be a guess.
Well, it's actually easy. What you can do is, and I've done this in the past, you can actually get a copy of the ticket from the voting.
Your sample ballot.
Your sample ballot from the voting elections office here.
Well, they mail it to you.
Yeah, they mail it, or you can also go online. You can
look it
up.
Of course, you can check it online.
Then you can write down, or you can start searching the names of all these local folks that are running for these different positions. Mm-hmm. And then they actually have a lot of information. You can read the news about them. You can see, you know, are they been involved in corruption and all that?
Or what did they do? Hey, where did they get money from?
Where are they working? What company do they own?
Who paid them off?
Yeah, what company are they involved with? Mm-hmm. You know, they might be involved with
the lobbying.
Yeah, that type of thing. So that is something that all of y'all should do, is definitely research.
I'm going to have to look into that, man, because I never thought about it that way.
Definitely research your local candidates, because this is where it all starts. If you want the country to run well and you want things to be, you know, in a great Americana type, you know, position.
And I miss that, dude.
Yeah. We have to start with our local. That's where we're at.
Well, we need to start with our local, but we need to stop turning everything into hate. Just because you disagree with somebody doesn't mean you hate them. And unfortunately, we have too many people who are triggered by that these days, and they want to take a molehill and turn it into a mountain. I mean, there was a time where you could disagree but not have to cut each other's throat. And I feel like these days, as soon as you say something, oh my God, you triggered me. And it's like, triggered you about what?
Well, you know, everybody has their own candidate they like. Everybody has their own, you know, political party they support. Not everybody. Some people swing in both directions.
Right, right.
But that being said, you know, everybody is allowed to have their opinion. If we didn't have an opinion and everybody thought the same, what would this country be like?
Yeah, no, 100% agree. You should have your own opinion. Everyone should have their own opinion. And we go with that. You know, we work based on that. That's where the compromise that comes in. That's where they try to say, well, try to see it from their side. And I admit there's times in the past, even with a little bit of my bigotry, where I'm like, you know, I try to see it from your side and I still don't. I don't see it from your side. But you know what? That's okay, too. You can try to understand, but that doesn't mean you're always going to understand. But it comes down to me. Don't be an asshole to each other. You know, just because you disagree with somebody or you don't understand what they're saying, don't be a dick. Don't be rude, you know, because look, let's put politics to the side. Back to the sports thing. Just because I don't like the Redskins doesn't mean I'm a hater. That just means I'm not a fan. Well, and that's okay.
There's so many teams to like. You just can't like just, you know.
Yeah, I want to be focused.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the Bucs. I love the 49ers. I love the Dolphins. That's it. That's who I follow. And that's three teams. And you know what? It's even hard to keep up with that.
Yeah, good stuff, Chewy. Oh, so additionally, let's go back.
On the debate. Okay.
Let's go back to additionally this debate stuff. One thing I wanted to let you know. So all of these folks that are in the debate, they must sign the loyalty pledge to the Republican Party.
Yeah, what does that mean, though?
So that agrees.
That sounds like a bunch of crap.
No, it isn't. It is not. So what it is, and Trump hasn't signed this yet. So what it is, it's agreeing to support whoever the party eventually supports.
Well, I mean,
because, you know, out of all of these 10 people.
Right, right. You got to be unified here.
Eventually, it's going to be down to
one. It's going to come down to one person.
They all have to concede.
Or maybe a lady.
Lady? I'm just saying people.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying.
Out of all these people.
Right, right.
Somebody is going to be the person, and all those others are going to have to concede, and everybody's going to have to support him or her.
But how does this work for Trump if he's not in the bait and he doesn't sign this loyalty pledge?
Well, you know, it's not going to work out good.
It doesn't sound like it.
You know, because...
He might have to go independent.
He might have to go independent. That would be his only choice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, look at it this way. If the party is not going to back you up, why would you want to be part of the party?
You know, I could see this going that direction.
Could be. Well, the Democrats are talking about it. Joe Manchin, RFK Jr., there is a strong possibility that these candidates, and even though Joe Manchin hasn't officially announced... kind of a sure thing he's going to run because he's going to step down as senator. He'll have the time to do it. What's stopping them from being independent?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, the Democrats have not announced an actual debate going on right now.
They haven't announced anything. The only thing that's come out of the Democrats is that Joe Biden is running for president.
Yeah.
We know that now.
But we know that
for now.
Robert Kennedy is running.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Well, yeah. I forgot about RFK.
Yeah, he's running.
I like him.
Yeah, he's got some good points.
Well, he talks like you and I talk. And you know, for being a Democrat, you know, people are like, oh, you're just anti-Democrat. No, I'm not. I'm anti-common sense. Oh, I'm pro-common sense. I'm anti-wokeism. I'm anti-progressism. I'm anti-Saul Alinsky. I'm anti-creating chaos when you don't need to. What happened to harmony and all that stuff? That's what I like about RFK. It's got nothing to do that he's Bobby Kennedy's son. Which, in a way, is kind of badass if you think about it. I mean, he is a Kennedy, and they have a legacy themselves. And think about it. His dad, his uncle, were trying to make the world a better place in the 60s, and they were killed for it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because...
It is unfortunate.
There's a lot of, I guess, secrets and what is this called...
The deep state?
Yeah, about what happened at that time, you know.
Well, who knows? Well, the conspiracy theories,
conspiracy
you mean?
Conspiracy
theories. No, you're absolutely right. You know, we could be off the, oh, you know, the JFK was killed by the CIA. That's a conspiracy theory. But there's pretty strong evidence looking at that, man.
Yeah, and I think he wants to actually expose some of that if he ever became president.
Well, he said on the Joe Rogan podcast that he is a target.
Yes.
You know, because... He knows his dad was assassinated by government officials through Sirhan Sirhan, who killed his dad in the kitchen. But what's stopping anybody, a common person, from becoming an informant, getting a payoff, and saying, hey, I need you to go do this for me. Here's some money. Okay. You know, and there were probably some threats behind it, too. Well, you need to do this or there'll be consequences. You know, we'll take out your mother. Hey, we'll kill your cat. You know, hey, those are motivation factors. You're
yes,
like, well,
is.
I don't want you to kill my cat.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I'd be the same way, too. Don't kill my cat.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be freaking out, man.
I know, man. I'd have one less.
Yeah.
It'd be easier to clean the litter boxes. Oh, yeah, you know,
less,
whatever.
Less cat food to buy over there.
Yeah. So you're watching the debate?
Yeah, I'll be watching it, and, you know, I'll be taking some notes, and I'll the next show, I'll have a little bit.
Yeah, no, I was saying, I'm gonna make a point to watch it, too. You know, I'm not... I think it's a little early for that, but the mess that our country is in right now, maybe this is not such a bad thing to start hearing some different ideas, because whether you're Republican or Democrat, what's happening in D.C. right now is not working for the country.
No, we're in a bad position right now.
Economically, know, we're on the cusp of World War III. And again, oh, you're hey, hyperbole. Hey, look, I don't like this Russian-Ukraine thing, and I'm not really taking either side. You know, I don't like it.
We got China. We got
North
Korea.
That's what
Korea.
I'm saying. We got China talking about taking out Taiwan, which is a major chip manufacturer. Kim Jong-un's getting bored. And even so, under Trump... It was, again, unprecedented. We've never had a U.S. president visit the Korean dictator, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that's the great thing about the debates, because you get to hear all these great things. And plus the audience, we'll get to see what the audience, because I think they actually asked some questions.
They're going to get to do some Q&A?
Yes.
Okay.
And so there will be in Midwestern United States. So they have maybe different thinking there.
In Minnesota.
Yeah. And then the next debate, which will be a few months from now, I don't have the actual date. I'll get that for you.
We'll get around to it.
And that's going to be in Simi Valley, California.
Okay.
So that'll be a different crowd of people,
yeah,
different folks, different strokes. But, you know, it's good for them to
different move. Different demographics.
Yes, and it's good for them to move these debates around the country.
Yeah.
Hell, they even have some in Florida sometimes.
Well, again, just like we're talking earlier, it's good to hear the difference of opinion.
Opinion is good. If we were all thinking the same, this would be a very dull country.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, not good. Good topic there. So,
yes,
yeah,
sir.
We'll definitely talk. We definitely will watch it. We'll definitely talk about it in the next debates here.
Yeah. So, the next show will probably be not on a Sunday, y'all. So, we'll probably bring it up on a weekday.
No set schedule. Yeah. Like I said, I've already had a couple people. Well, how often do you plan on doing this? Whenever we can get together. Like, even today, I knew we talked about it, but I was doing other things. I know you were doing other things. Next thing you know, hey, we doing the show? So,
we're going to try to put one out each a week.
If
we have a skip, that's fine. It gives you time to review our other shows and listen to them over and over again.
Or you can say this is the best show ever, or you can tell us we're full of shit.
Yeah, we like feedback. So, Chewy, tell them where they can send the feedback or emails.
Well, yeah. So, even though the show is all over the road with Pirate and Chewy, it is on AkibonoRadio.com. That is the website. That is not going to change, because that's the basis, the foundation of everything. But you can send me an email to akibonoradio@gmail.com. All this information will be in the show notes, but that's where to find us. And I do use a little bit of social media. I will post this on Facebook on a personal page of mine, but I'll also tag Pirate in it. So any of Pirate's friends, my friends, which will be easily 600-700 people, you will all know that we have a show out there. On top of, I've got fans out there from my previous podcast that are probably listening again and like, hey, he's back to uploading shows. So, you know, that's part of the plan. But, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this show. But this is show number 2 with All Over the Road with Pirate and Chewy. I thank you guys for listening. And if you got anything else, Pirate, to share before we sign off here?
Y'all have a great week and enjoy the show.
All right. We will talk to you guys later. See ya.
Turning off a real life driving, that's right. I'm hitting Easy Street on the tires. That's right. Chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right. I'm hitting Easy Street on my tires.
Let me little pause.
Okay.
Because if the listeners are still listening, they're like, well, what is this? Well, the after show is the Easter egg. This is the show after the show.
Yeah, it's just a little, little extra.
A little extra. So yeah. If you guys are still listening, you're listening to the after show. So Pirate's got a story that we talked about. And I was scribbling notes down. I was like, you know what, dude? This would be perfect for an after show.
Yeah, we were talking about this.
Let's do the after
off
show.
Mic. We were talking off
mic. Off mic. Off mic.
Yeah,
off.
So I, you know, Chewy's done shows. I've done shows. And yes. I had a TV show many, many moons ago. And I used to have a producer slash cameraman. I won't even drop his name. But anyways, he
was, no name dropping.
He knows who he was. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we were talking at lunch, and we were sitting there. He goes, hey, you know, hey, you need to do your stunts. You know, we got stunts you got to do. And he would come up with these crazy ideas.
And this was in high school, right?
Yeah, when I was
young. So, yeah, a little context. He did the high school TV show.
Yeah, it was a high school show. We won't name the name. Yeah. But anyway, so
that's okay.
So we always had stunts, and I did all and performed all my stunts. And
So what kind of stunts?
Oh, I was an athlete. So, you know, I jumped off walls, roofs. I did flips off cars. I jumped off the goalposts.
So wait a minute. You were being jackass in the 90s?
Yeah, I kind of started that.
I mean, was there bow, bow, bow?
He played, like, you know, various rap music songs and things like that or whatever.
Well, you can do that on high school TV. You can, hey, kind of like this channel here. It's my own website. I can use our own music. We're not trying to make money here.
We played all types of music. Back in those days, nobody got their ass chapped because we were using music, you know?
Well, before the internet days, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But think about it. Think about it. Because of the internet, we can do this podcast, which is essentially our own radio show. So that's kind of cool too, man.
Back in the day, if we would have had this, me and my friend would have had a TV show probably on the internet, you know,
or Channel 38. Remember back in the day, Channel 38,
public access.
The public access. Yeah. We could have totally done that on public access.
We could have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we came up and he goes, hey man, I need you to jump off the goalpost. I'm going to film that.
What? He jumped off the, what are you talking about? Jump? This does sound like Jackass.
Yeah. So I said, I'll do it.
Okay.
So, I knew some cheerleader girls.
Okay.
Know,
Yeah, that's always good.
They were good friends of mine. So I went down and said, hey, girls, this is what we're going to do for the show. I need you. When are y'all going to be down there and what's going on?
Well, yeah. What did you need the cheerleaders for?
Well, they were going to catch me because I can't jump off of this.
They're going to catch
Okay. So anyways, that's what he wanted. And so we basically went down there and we were doing some shots and cutaway shots and interviewing the football team. And, you know, that's we did some sports shots.
Right.
And then it was my time. And then the girls showed up and they said, okay. And they flipped me up onto the post.
They flipped you up or did they push you up?
It was kind of like a flip. And then I caught myself and crawled up onto the post.
So you kind of like crawled your ass up there.
No, well, the post is a good, like, 8-10 feet up in the air, you know.
Okay. I mean, you filmed this with, like, a VHS camcorder or something?
Oh, yeah, a big old VHS camcorder.
Okay, the big thing on the shoulder.
Oh, we had wireless mics, all that good stuff.
Battery pack
and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, you're all geared up.
Geared up and wires
now,
on me.
Now you can do it all right here on the iPhone, right?
Oh, if we would have had the iPhone, it would have been perfect.
Oh, man.
So we got all these wires and things, and we even had a microphone boom.
Okay.
Another, I'll tell you off camera who that guy was, but he actually had a boom microphone to catch the girls and their vocals, you know. So pretty much we had a support crew. We had a couple of hangers.
But what was the bit? Why were you jumping off a football goalpost?
That was just what our idea.
Just to be silly.
Just to do stunts. Our thing was I was the guy that was going to jump and do the stunt. And people.
I wish I remember this, man. See, this is the stuff like. In a way, I wish the internet age was around because all this stuff would be on the internet.
Oh, I would have been famous before the Jackass people. So right, I jumped off this goalpost.
Okay. And the football goalpost on the field.
Yeah.
And the yellow goalpost.
And the girls caught me.
Okay, they caught you.
And then my producer wanted the girls to like kind of like lightly drop me.
Okay.
And then I had like grass clippings and dirt on me and my.
So you look like you fell on your face.
Yeah. And then from there.
With selective editing, it looked like you busted yourself up.
Yeah. Yeah. And then everybody was all like, whoa, what happened to the host of the show? And then, I got back up and I said, I'm alive, you know?
Okay.
And then, you know, it was just a fun skit. We did a lot of skits like that.
Right.
We did many, many skits. We even did a skit. My stepfather helped me with that one. We actually had our cameraman on the top of the station wagon filming on the road while I was driving. And I was driving all over this country road.
Oh,
and
my gosh. That sounds very dangerous.
Yeah, we did all types of stunts. I mean, he would just brainstorm with me at lunchtime, take notes, and he'd – then he would say, Elvamy, you ready for this one? And I'd say, yeah.
Okay.
And he would just show me the notes, and I'd say, okay, let's do it.
Let's try it out.
I wasn't scared. I did everything he told me to do.
Well, let me ask you this, because we're a year apart from each other. He graduated a year before me. Do you remember this skit on our high school TV where they were at the auditorium, they were at the stage, and somebody pretended like they got pushed off the stage, but then it cut to the scene in Die Hard where Hans was falling down the building. Do you remember that at all? That might have not been your year. That might have been my senior year, so you were already gone by then.
That wasn't my show.
That wasn't your show?
No,
okay.
That was the folks, and I know the folks that did the show after me, so
yeah,
they were probably taking lead from us.
That's what it was. So it was just a funny skit where somebody decided to pretend like they were jumping off the stage or jumping off of something, and they kept cutting to the scene in Die Hard. The only problem is that they milked it a little too much. So, like, the first couple times, it was funny. 8 times later, it wasn't funny anymore. It's like, okay, you took something funny and you did too much of it. And it's like, that wasn't – it started out really good and then you
– Yeah, we did a lot of also impromptu interviews. We would actually just – you know, we'd have a cart with a boom mic on it. We'd have all these cameras. We'd have an entourage of guys following us.
Right.
You know, I'm the host. And I would just bust into, like, the lunchroom and interview the lunch ladies, you know, like, while they're cooking. And, you know, they're looking at us like, what the hell's going on here? Or we would just bust into a classroom while one of the teachers is teaching, like, science or something.
Right.
And what are you teaching today? And we just did, off-the-cuff stuff.
Well, the thing is like, look, I know we don't do the name drop thing here, but this guy's long retired. And it's okay. Mr. Seaman, great teacher. I remember he took a lot of 35mm photos, and he would give it to the TV crew, and then you guys would use that footage on the TV. I mean, did he do that when – I mean,
we
you're only a year difference between me.
We
so.
Did get some photos.
Right.
And we had – I wasn't too much part of that team.
But that was his hobby, though. He contributed to the TV show so you guys could edit videos together, kind of like what I do now with all our party videos and everything.
Yeah,
you know?
Pretty much there were some – times when there were some photos or videos given to us and the editing team that was part of the class and all that did a lot of that stuff.
Right.
I was the host, you know, I was a supposed script writer or that type of thing. That was my position.
It's too bad we can't get a hold of that footage. I think that would be damn near impossible. I mean, now the days in the internet age, okay, there's a difference because, hey, everything out on the internet's forever, but this was pre-internet.
I have it on VHF. I have some beta and
VHF or VHS?
VHS.
VHS. Okay, I thought you said VHF. I was like, wait,
VHS.
You got a very high frequency there?
No, I have VHS tape. I also have some, I think, 8, 9mm. I have some beta.
Well,
max
you know,
tapes.
I've got that converter. Like I know you needed to had me copy the home videos, but that didn't work. But if you have VHS, I can VHS that to DVD and then put that on YouTube. If you can find them.
Let me pull them out of the archives.
I would, you know, because that would definitely be something that you would want to preserve. Because the thing about VHS is they're only good for about 15 or 20 years, and we're definitely over the mark. But you take a chance. You put them in. As long as it stays intact, it'll work, and I can get them to a digital copy, which then means that's forever.
Yeah, one of the tapes I have was we made a best of where we did like quick edits, and they were like all the skits all combined.
But even that would be cool because you would see the stuff you did behind the scenes, so your memories would come back like, oh, man, even though we didn't air this, that's still pretty cool that you have all that.
I'm not sure if it may have been aired, that best of show.
Yeah, but remember, it was only aired on the high school TV network. It never went anywhere else.
It never went live or anything. I think one time somebody was absent or I was absent, so they aired the best of show. Mm-hmm. And that's why they had the best of show. He was thinking ahead of his time, my co-part.
Yeah, no, if you got a VHS, man, let me know. I'll get those copied over, man, and we can even keep it private on the YouTube, so I can still share it with you, but it'll see private. And then if you're like, nah, that's okay, go ahead and make this public. We can. It's easy for me. It's a switch. I just switch it to public, and that means anybody on YouTube can see it. I keep it private. All that means is I send you a link, and unless you have the link, you're not seeing this video.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that'd be cool, dude.
We'll discuss that further.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, so those of you who are still listening, man, this is the after show. So, no big sign off here. We're going to end it here. And, you know, we'll see you next time.
Hope y'all enjoyed our story.
All right. See y'all later.